This is David Flint for Can Do. Gag the press, silence the critics. That was the Gillard government's agenda when they established the press inquiry, the Finkelstein-Ricketson inquiry. Now, why do some politicians think they have any role to play in the regulation of press ethics? Don't they realise that this offends a fundamental constitutional principle? These politicians should be looking at their own ethical standards. But the really extraordinary thing is that some journalism academics agree with a government authority regulating the press. Perhaps they're eyeing jobs on the authority. Rather than supporting government regulating press ethics, the academics should perhaps be looking at their own standards. We've just heard that the head of the journalism school at the University of Canberra had tried to persuade an academic to pass Chinese students who had obviously failed. And he's a former editor of the Canberra Times. And when it came to the press media inquiry, it's been revealed that Communications Minister Stephen Conroy's staff had boasted in an email about their strong relationship with the University of Canberra journalism professor Matthew Ricketson. Then they made him co-chairman of the inquiry. Then prominent journalism academic Margaret Simons gave advice for the government's media inquiry. She didn't disclose it when she later gave evidence at the public hearings. And she's the head of Melbourne University's Centre of Applied Journalism. Several journalism academics were appointed as well-paid consultants to the inquiry. So how did they let it come out with a completely untrue claim that Rupert Murdoch's News Limited walked out of the Press Council around 1998? This is completely untrue. Everybody knows the inquiry was established as part of an agenda to get Murdoch's News Limited. Couldn't they have ensured it didn't wrongly malign the target? And why did they also miss or suppress some crucial evidence about the workings of the Press Council? This was a substantial survey of 5 years of complaints to the Press Council. It was supervised by an independent, well-qualified statistician. This revealed that 73% of complainants found the council fair, informal, and approachable. 69% said they were glad they filed the complaint. 62% said they would do so again. But the inquiry found the Press Council inadequate. Why? It's not a government body. Really, we have to be very careful. The government is out to gag the press and stop free speech. Until next time, this is Can Do.